From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A demand from the president. Barack Obama insisted Tuesday that Iran release three Americans it is holding and help find a fourth believed to be in the country. Mr. Obama told a Veterans of Foreign Wars convention in Pittsburgh that the U.S. will not relent until Americans unjustly detained in Iran are allowed to come home. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter arrived in Amman, Jordan, late Tuesday on a visit that is part of the Obama administration's effort to convince skeptical allies in the region about the benefits of the Iran nuclear agreement. Carter's tour of the region includes Israel, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia. The secretary met earlier Tuesday with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel.
We don't agree on everything, and the prime minister made it quite clear that he disagreed with us with respect to the nuclear deal in Iran, but friends can disagree. We'll continue to work with Israel and our other partners in this region.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter. A new tool to battle Boko Haram. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari says a regional joint task force to fight the militant group Boko Haram will be set up.
We believe forming this effective ring around Boko Haram base in Nigeria will certainly be effective in changing the situation.
Mr. Buhari is in the middle of a four-day visit to Washington. He met with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Tuesday and also had meetings with members of Congress. This is VOA News. Burundians voted in a presidential election Tuesday, highlighted by President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid to win a third term and an opposition boycott. Critics said Mr. Nkurunziza should not be allowed to serve a third term. VOA's Central Africa service reported the capital was calm during voting hours Tuesday and that the turnout was quite low. Ohio Governor John Kasich Tuesday joined the crowded field of people seeking the 2016 U.S. Republican presidential nomination.
And I'm going to take what we've learned here in the heartland, that band of brothers and sisters that I work with every day, and we are going to take the lessons of the heartland and straighten out Washington, D.C., and fix our country.
The 63-year-old Kasich is the 16th Republican candidate in the race. The Turkish government has announced it will step up border security following Monday's suicide bombing in the town of Suruj on the border with Syria. Dorian Jones reports.
In a statement, the Prime Minister's office announced it had identified a suspect in the bombing and is looking into his national and international links. The attack killed 32 people, mainly youths, who were preparing to take part in relief efforts in the nearby Syrian Kurdish town of Kobani. The government has described the attack as the first on Turkish soil by the Islamic State group and pledged to tighten the border with Syria. Turkey's now bracing itself for the prospect of further attacks. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Finalmente.
Pope Francis Tuesday calling on world leaders to take a very strong stand on climate change at a United Nations summit, which is scheduled for later this year in Paris. The Pope spoke at a Vatican conference attended by dozens of mayors and governors from around the world. U.S. President Barack Obama visits Kenya this week, a trip to his father's homeland. He will participate in the 2015 Global Entrepreneurship Summit being co-hosted by the U.S. and Kenya. The Pentagon says longtime al-Qaeda operative Mushin al-Fadli was killed in a U.S. airstrike July 8th while traveling near Sarmata, Syria. A spokesman says al-Fadli was a senior al-Qaeda facilitator who was among the few who received advanced notification of the September 11, 2001 attacks on the United States. A new $100 billion international development bank backed by developing countries was launched Tuesday in Shanghai. Official Chinese media called the bank a challenge to Western-backed international lenders. The new development bank came after 3 years of negotiations among BRICS countries. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.